after supper, when all the youngsters had been tucked into their beds and the house was mostly quiet, Molly settled into her bed in the attic. The stairs to get to the highest level of the orphanage were steep, and so the older girls slept up there so as not to put the little ones in danger. Molly never minded because the view of Chicago was always impressive from the window. Harriet was enjoying it right now. "Just look at it all," she said, leaning against the frame. "It's kind of pretty when you're not down on the streets and you can't see the muck. I'm sure I'll be getting a very personal view of it all in just a few months," Molly replied bitterly. "Miss Lucinda reminded me today that I'll be out of here as soon as I turn 18. I know she only said so for my own good, because she doesn't want to see me end up in the gutter."
"You won't."
Harriet turned away from the window and came to her own bed next to Molly's. She sat on the edge of the saggy mattress.
"You're a smart girl.
One without a job or a place to live. It's only getting colder outside, and winter will be here soon. I can't survive out there in the elements, even if I could. We both know there are plenty of other dangers out there." She shivered, and not because of the snowy season. Women simply weren't safe out there, alone in the night.
"That's true," Harriet agreed. "And that's why I already have a plan."
Molly eyed her curiously in the dim light.
"What is it?"
Reaching under her pillow, Harriet produced a copy of the newspaper and turned to the classified section.
"I'm going to find myself a husband."
"A husband?" Molly echoed, trying to figure out just what she meant.
"I'm sure you're a very good reader, but I don't think someone will marry you just for that." "No, silly. Look."
Harriet lit a lamp and brought the paper over.
"There are men from all over the West that are so desperate for a bride that they advertise for it.
I'm going to write to one of them, and I'll go out to Montana or Utah or Nevada and marry him." Molly's eyes skimmed over the ads.
"But what sort of man would be that desperate?" "There aren't any women out there,"
Harriet reasoned.
"It's mostly just men who've gone out to the frontier to stake their claim. They don't have a choice but to find a wife this way."
That was logical enough, but Molly wasn't convinced.
"I don't know. What if he wasn't honest about his character or his circumstances? Look at this one here. He says he has a beautiful townhouse in California. What if he lives in a shack? Or he's abusive? It just seems like such a risk."
Harriet lowered the paper and gave her a direct look.
"It is a risk, but so is staying here. I'd rather take a chance at finding love than be guaranteed a life on the streets."
She stuffed the newspaper back under her pillow and turned out the light. Molly lay there for a time, staring up at the ceiling and trying to come up with a better solution to her predicament. She'd tried to get a job, but either nobody was hiring or they didn't want to hire an orphan girl with no family and no experience. Even if she could find a position, would she make enough to provide for herself? Having a husband was certainly an answer, but there weren't any men that she knew here. She'd have to figure out something.